World War I Twitter Project. Submitted by WWI Project. Coordinator Christine Pitsley. State Library launching WWI Twitter campaign featuring Hartford Courant's original coverage. Article written by staff writer Gregory Hladke, copyright 1764 to 2017. Hartford Courant. Used with permission. A century after the U.S. joined the war to end all wars, the is launching a project to use Twitter as a vehicle for historical posts featuring the daily coverage of World War I from the Hartford Courant. Connecticut State Library. The Over the Top, Hartford Courant reports the Great War social media campaign is intended to give today's internet-oriented generation a sense of how the war was reported on a day-to-day basis when the U.S. entered the conflict. Each post will show the Courant's front page from that particular day during the war. Library officials plan to follow each day's posts with other tweets about other Connecticut stories relating to the war, both at the front in Europe and at home. Hartford Courant. We've been thinking about this for a while, said Christine Pitsley, project manager for the library's new Twitter campaign. About a month ago, officials decided to go ahead with the social media effort. This is a way to get this information out there, Pitsley said, and to give 21st century people a feeling for how newspapers covered major events 100 years ago. Most people on social media probably don't read newspapers anymore, she said. Additional, more in-depth stories on topics including manufacturing of gas masks to whether public schools should be required to provide military training will also be posted on the page. Pitsley said library officials will be working on those in-depth articles with an arm of the nonprofit group. Libraries Facebook. ConnecticutHistory.org. Connecticut Humanities. There will also be images from the Hartford Courant added to Instagram. Those images will come from ProQuest, which has put together a digital database of the Hartford Courant's archives to make it available to libraries and researchers. Anyone interested in the World War I Twitter campaign can follow it via @TinWW1, or #OTHC. The in-depth content on Facebook can be accessed by going to @TinWorldWar1 or on Instagram, @TinWW1. President Woodrow Wilson asked Congress on April 2, 1917 for a declaration of war against Imperial Germany. His request came more than 2.5 years after the start of WWI at a time when Germany and its opponents, Great Britain, France, and Italy, were locked in a trench war stalemate across Europe. Wilson's decision came after a series of controversies, including the sinking of the British passenger ship the Lusitania in 1915 that resulted in the deaths of 128 Americans and disputes over Germany's unrestricted submarine warfare. In early 1917, Germany infuriated the U.S. by sending the famous Zimmermann telegram to Mexico, urging that nation to go to war against the U.S. in the event America declared war on Germany. The war ended on November 11, 1918 with Germany's defeat. http://cthumanities.org. Twitter icon. Facebook icon. Instagram icon.